The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
You know, Santa can't do everything. Sometimes he needs a little help, and that's when parents have to step in and get some of the gifts for the kids.
Absolutely.
But until Christmas comes, they have to find a place to hide those presents so the kids don't get a sneak peek before Christmas Day.
I know. I've been that kid that sneaks and tries to find presents, and it's happened on a couple occasions when I was a kid.
You found them?
Yeah. And once I found my mom's list, and so I knew everything,
and
it was not fun. It ruined my Christmas that year.
Well, yeah. Did you learn your lesson?
No. It took me a couple years.
Oh, my gosh.
Because there's something about the thrill. This is why I've always wanted to be a treasure hunter.
There's something about the thrill.
Yeah. This is why I watch all those treasure hunting shows like Oak Island and stuff, because I'm like, it's the hunt, and then you find it, and it's like, oh, my goodness.
Well,
the Oak Island guys would be fortunate to be as lucky as I did. I actually found something.
Never find anything.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's all a big tease. But if you're a kid like Wally and you don't mind knowing what you're getting before the big day, I'm here to help with an article I found that lists out the top three places parents typically hide presents.
Okay, this is a little dangerous.
Keep this between you and I, okay?
And parents, you might want to move your hiding place.
Okay, so under the bed.
Yeah.
Always check under the bed. That's a good hiding spot. The trunk of the car.
Oh, yeah. That's one that you don't think. But don't get pets if you're going to use that as a hiding place.
That's a bad idea. And the number one was the bedroom closet.
Yeah.
Look at the top shelf. Typically, the bedroom closet has a top shelf. Look in the far, far back.
Okay, behind something.
But don't tell them what we told you.
Right.
Just, you're on your own, okay?
My wife and I currently hide things, and she has a closet in the house that she hides stuff in, and I have a back room that I hide things in. And during Christmas time, we tell each other, don't go in each of those rooms.
But you like the thrill of the hunt.
I do.
And you go looking.
Every year. No, I'm just kidding. I honestly, as an adult, I did learn my lesson. I will not go and find stuff. I even have to watch when we're doing Amazon stuff, because we share a Prime account.
And we go,
hey, I ordered something. Don't look at your email or don't look at the history till I can archive it. So,
smart.
Yeah, you got to be smarter than the sneakiest kid you have. So I get it. Trust me. I am that kid. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show. Going to do a little booyah your weekend, where you give us a story. We go around the room, give you boos or yays, depending on your story. And if you get more yays than boos, you win a prize. I am going to start off booing myself.
Oh.
I have to boo myself for this one.
Not how we usually do this.
I know. I'm just doing it off the cuff here.
Okay.
So I went into Florida for my mom's 80th birthday. My wife and I went down there. And so we got all of our siblings, except for one who couldn't travel there because her husband had a surgery. But everybody's there, and we do a surprise party for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's blown away, loves it, and it's just a great weekend.
Oh,
awesome.
Sounds great.
Yeah, all that's the yay part. Here's where I boo myself. Coming home, okay?
Okay.
I'm on a plane, and I'm sitting next to COVID Karen. And and so I'm on the plane. She's hacking up a lung, and God bless her, she has the thought to pull down her mask and at least not cough in her own mask.
What?
I know, right? And I'm sitting next to her. I told my wife I would sit in the middle because my wife doesn't like to sit next to people on planes. So I took the hit, and my wife would have lost her mind. So this lady's just hacking, and my wife sees that she doesn't have a mask on, and I just kind of turn my shoulder to her, you know, and like the lady.
To Karen
or
to your wife?
Okay. To Karen. And so then my wife is like, Then my wife almost turns into a Karen and it's like, you want me to ring a flight attendant? I'm like, no, I don't want you. We haven't even taken off yet.
Oh,
last thing
gosh.
I want to do is like delay this flight more and have an altercation on a plane.
Wow.
But I'm booing myself because I didn't say anything. I really felt like I should have said something.
Oh, so you do think you should have.
I think I should have been
what would you have done?
I should have just been like, hey, you might want to keep that mask up when you cough. Just common courtesy, you know? Like, but I just let her do it, you know? And I just kind of shielded. I used what the CDC says is a proper technique for non-transmission of diseases, shunning someone. And so I just turned my back to them. Like the coronavirus couldn't wrap around that thing and get into my mask.
Was she older? Younger?
Probably around my age. No, enough to know better.
Okay.
But yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna boo you.
Thank you.
Because it really deserves a boo. Despite the fact that you took the hit for your wife.
I know.
You should have said something.
I breathed in deeper so that I would get all of the germs to protect my wife. I was like a vacuum cleaner.
Now
I was a hero.
You're exposing us.
You know what? I'm gonna yay me on this actually. Yes, I was a hero on that plane.
Boo!
Okay, well, Gavin.
It's a yay for me because, you know, the two of us over here are conflict avoidant people. And, you know, you joined us by doing that.
I did. And now I hate myself. Man, your lives must be horrible. All right. Give me your story right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. You tell us a story. You get some boos or yays. You get enough yays, you can win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's your story?
This weekend, me and my cousin and my granny and my uncle, we decorated the Christmas tree and we decorated the house and we drank hot chocolate and we made caramel apples and then we went to church with my meemaw.
How old are you, Layla?
10.
10. Okay, can I just say something real quick? Because I want to get this in before Betty Rock boos you. Because I just feel she's going to boo you. But I think you're just adorable. And so, did you have marshmallows in your hot cocoa?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a yay for me. Because I, too, was going to boo you if there were no marshmallows, because that's not hot cocoa. But you're getting a yay from me, Betty Rock.
Layla, of course I have to yay you. I can't boo her, Wally.
I felt like you were going to.
No, this
You boo children a lot.
No, it sounds like you had a great time, Layla, and probably something that you'll remember the rest of your life, and maybe something you'll do with your own family someday.
Yeah.
Are you getting excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
What did you ask for Christmas?
Well, we just moved and I asked for a bunch of new things for my room.
Oh, that's awesome. I would have given you a second yay had you said world peace. But the room stuff is great too. So what do you got?
So 11 years ago, we moved to Kansas. And we bought a house for cash.
Can I just stop you real quick? Is this going to be a long story because you're starting 11 years in the past?
No. So we moved into a house that was basically falling apart. After 11 years and just putting all of our trust into the Lord, He's blessed us with a new house. So we moved into our new house this weekend.
Moving is the worst. Moving is not fun. But there's something about getting a new house and one that you feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be here, you know, that feels really good.
Yeah.
So was it a pain moving in?
We ended up having probably about 50 people at our house doing most of the move for us.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I'm going to boo for them because I know what a pain it is to get roped into helping somebody move. Rock used to always ask me.
Yeah.
And so I'm booing you for those 50 people.
You know what, Wendy? I'm sorry that you have to deal with this pessimistic person, but I'm looking at it in an optimistic way because that just goes to show you have 50 friends that love you so much. They're willing to step up and give their day to help you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I had to thank him in front of the whole church yesterday. Mm.
Did you buy him pizza for helping you move?
We barbecued hot dogs and hamburgers, made potato salad.
All right. You know what? I'm switching to a yay. Because had you said no, I was going to give you a secondary boo. But you at least took care of him that way. Fed him. That's how you do it. And you're a winner today, Wendy.
Thank you.
Monday School is a chance for Wally to share what he learned at church and prove that he went.
Irony alert, I did not go this week because I was traveling. And so Betty Rock is handling the Monday school duties. And this is exciting because Betty Rock has started going to a different church from Gavin and myself. So I'm excited to learn what you had for a message at church this week.
That's right. Well, it starts like this. I think a lot of us complicate purpose. We think it needs to be something great with lots of people telling us how amazing we are. And when that happens, then we think we're doing it right. But I think when we fight to be noticed and recognized like that, we're actually overcomplicating our purpose. We make ourselves the focus instead of what it should be, which is God.
Okay. So far, this is all biblically sound. I trust your church.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. In John 8:12, Jesus calls himself the light of the world. He also tells us in Matthew 5:48 to work every day towards being more and more like him. That means we should be the light of the world, and that's our assignment. Our purpose.
That's it. That's our purpose.
To be the light of the world. So put it this way, and I love this analogy. Most of us have a smartphone, and that phone has a flashlight built in. For that light to shine, we have to daily charge it. It's the same with us. We can't properly shine for others if we don't come daily to God and get recharged.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. So there are so many things in this broken world that can drag us down, that'll drain our lights quickly. But to live out our mission and our purpose in life, it's as simple as coming to God each day and allowing him to speak into us to recharge us. When we're recharged, we can be the best light we can be. So don't complicate it. Your purpose is easy. Be the light.
I love it. I think I might have you do Monday school every week just because this is the first time I've ever asked you how church was and you could tell me. Normally it's like, it was long. No, good job. And that's going to do it for your Monday school today. Thank you, Lady Rock. Henry Ford once wisely said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And I love that concept because it really does go to your perspective. If you think you can do something, you can do it. But if you don't believe you can, you're going to fail. And that was the case for this mom who finished her college degree 30 years after she started.
Wow.
There was a time where she was like, yeah, I can't finish it in. I can't fit it in with life. And she took a break, a pause. But then she decided, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go back to school. I'm going to finish my degree. She did it. And she wants to become a teacher now, even all these years later, which I think is so great. She thought that she could and she did. That's what's important.
And I think a lot of moms out there don't make themselves a priority. They want to put their kids first, which is great. That's understandable. But what about making 2021 your year where you make yourself a priority and go get that education that you've always wanted at Colorado Christian University, where you can get faith-based learning? I went to CCU myself and got everything I needed straight online. Got a degree in healthcare administration and psychology. And I'm so glad now, looking back, that I did it.
And she's a better believer.
Wait, what?
No, I can't say with a straight face.
Just go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And you can email your back-to-school question for Wally and Betty Rock to answer at wallyccu@gmail.com. Making heads or tails of the headlines.
You know me to be a very smart man. Don't you think if I were wrong, I'd know it?
Here's Wally.
So the cruise industry has found a way to navigate COVID and get back to business as kind of usual and start cruising. I went on a cruise a couple weeks ago, and there were some restrictions. Obviously, you had to have a vaccine. You had to take a COVID test when you got to the port.
And wear a mask. Always inside.
So there were things, but there were less people on the ship, so it was kind of glorious. So there was some good inside of that. But Norwegian Cruise Lines issued a statement that they just recently had a handful of guests and crew, 10 people to be exact, that had COVID on their last cruise.
Uh-oh.
And they came back to port, and they had tried to follow the CDC guidelines within this, and so people who were passengers were allowed to go home and self-quarantine if they didn't have a way or whatever. The company would then put them up in accommodations for 14 days to prevent a spread. But do you remember when COVID first came out 2 years ago and there were cruise ships stranded because no one would let them come into port?
Yes, I do.
And they were stranded for another 2+ weeks and they said it was horrible. So at least this way they let them debark and go about the guidelines on land.
Man, if that happened to you, you probably would have chosen to stay on the ship, right?
It was a Disney cruise, so yeah, for sure. Let me stay there. If I'm on another like knockoff cruise line, probably not. I'll swim. I'll take my chances. But here's the numbers, though, so no one freaks out. It was 10 people out of 3,200, so it's less than 1%.
Okay.
And so the good news is, like I said, they tried to handle it all the right way on land. No one panicked, and it's not like it's a outbreak again. And so I think what's good about this is we're hopefully finding that balance between reacting and overreacting, like being proactive and overreacting. Mm-hmm. And that kind of thing is going to keep us moving towards a normal life again, you know, which I thought was really good. And I'm telling you, like, I was safer on my cruise than I was sitting next to COVID Carol on my flight, who was coughing up a storm and didn't wear a mask, you know.
That I cannot comprehend.
Mind-boggling. But I was definitely safer on the cruise, for sure. I felt safer on the cruise, for sure. So there you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Christmas is, it's a great time of year, and I personally love the music of Christmas. I enjoy it. I know people are kind of split on it, whether you want to hear a lot of Christmas music or not, but I love it.
I do too, but I think sometimes, and it's just like regular songs that we play throughout the year, you can hear something a different way after you've maybe gone through a loss, or you've gone through, maybe your family's growing, and it hits you in a different way. And that's exactly what the conversation is on our Facebook page. You can follow along if you go to facebook.com/Wally Show. But I've been asking people, is there a certain Christmas song that maybe you've heard it all your life, but now it means something different? And Stacy, she chimed in. She said Silver Bells hit differently for me.
Oh, I wonder why.
She said it was my mother's favorite Christmas song her whole life.
Oh.
And I just lost her last Christmas.
Oh,
and I can't
hard.
Stop listening to it.
That's hard. And like the first time you hear it after you lose somebody, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, the first Christmas, it's hard. But the good news is, like, each Christmas that goes by, you hear it and you start to remember the joy more so than the sorrow, and then you can hear it again in a joyous thing, and you'll find yourself kind of laughing about the things that your mom did, or the memories you had of them. The further away from it you get, the context even changes again of the song.
Right. And sometimes, you know, those memories don't have to be sad ones. They
right.
can be happy ones. Like, you know, you're adding to the family, and now you hear Away in a Manger, and it means different to you, because now you're a mother or you're a father.
Yeah, I love that. All right, let's do this. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be on the show. We love having you on with us. What is that Christmas song that, for whatever reason, you hear differently? Maybe you heard it all your life growing up, but then your life changed. The context around you changed, and it changed what that song meant to you. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Does that happen for you with a Christmas song?
Oh, most definitely. Mary, Did You Know?
Oh, really? Why that song?
It's always been a favorite, but after I had my first son, it completely changed. Completely changed. I cannot make it through that song now without crying.
I can almost hear you start to cry now.
What is it about the song that makes you cry?
The love that I have for my child. And to even fathom that love that I have is mirrored in that child, and that child would give anything for me is just so humbling.
Yeah, when you think about the story of Jesus, it's easy to just think of it as a story, but when you remember that Jesus was the son, not only of God, but of Mary, and had an earthly mother, like that love and that bond, and then her, in essence, having to watch what God's plan for him was, and just be a bystander, a helpless bystander, and I can't even imagine how hard that would be.
Exactly.
And I think that's probably why God doesn't give us the whole plan, because if he gave us the whole plan, we would want to alter it.
Also, I think, too, that when you become a parent, it kind of changes your relationship with God, because it puts you in that perspective of, oh, I am a child of God, and I see how my relationship with my children are, and that's how he sees us. I'm sure that's the way you feel, too.
Oh, absolutely.
And you find yourself praying more, Lord, do not let me strike this child.
That is quite true.
Do you have a Christmas song that you had always heard, but then something happened in your life that changed the way you heard that song?
Yes. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, okay, I love that song. Mariah Carey, it's a classic.
I know it is. And after my husband passed, I can't even listen to it. Because whenever that would come on, we would dance together. And, I just can't even listen to it anymore.
I get that. And it's sad because that song is the song that kind of ushers in Christmas. And, like, you hear it everywhere you go.
I know. And if I'm in a store and it comes on, I, like, have to duck into the bathroom where I can't hear it, or leave the store. Because I'll just become a weepy mess. It's been 13 years, so you would think I would be over it by now, but I'm not.
No, I mean, you lost the love of your life, and so you're not going to get over that. You know, my hope for you is that maybe something in your life, again, like it had this connotation of goodness before, then now it has the connotation of negativity. I would love to see something in your life reclaim that song for you, like some other new event that is surrounded by that song that can bring you joy once again.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
You know what? Normally, when we're talking to people about their stories related to a song, at the end of the story, I would play kind of a hook of the song just to kind of cap it off there. But my gift to you this year, since this song is so hard for you, is I'm not going to do that. And so it's at least it's one place you can avoid hearing that song right now.
Merry Christmas to all of y'all.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. If you recognize that music, then you are probably a fan of the series The Chosen, that is a YouTube series, and they have an app where you can watch it for free. And it's a story about a series about the life of Jesus, and it is so well done, man. I've enjoyed it so much.
I have yet to see it,
you've
talked it up so much. I gotta try it now.
Because what they do is they give backstories. They don't mess with the gospel, but they give backstories to the other characters that just brings them to life because you see them as people that have their own issues and things that are plausible that could have happened to these guys who were fishermen and what you know about that industry back then. Like, it's just well done. And I had recently gotten a chance to go out to the set where they shot a lot of this in Utah and sit down with the guy that created it, Dallas Jenkins, and Phil Wickham, and because they did a Christmas special. And so just a really great experience overall. And if you want to see any of that interview, just text the word CHOSEN to 91979. If you're a fan, you'll love it. And maybe if you don't even know about it, it might spur you into going, oh, I want to check this out. But text CHOSEN to 91979. The reason I bring all this up, though, is I was looking at the box office because I always like to see what movies did well. And you're not going to believe this. Last Wednesday and Thursday, The Chosen was number one at the box office.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
Because they're doing instead of it just being on YouTube, they did a special Christmas episode and they put it in movie theaters. And it beat out House of Gucci with Lady Gaga. It beat out Disney's Encanto.
That's a big
and
deal.
And it beat out Ghostbusters.
Holy cow.
Like, so for 2 days, it was the king, you know? Good on them.
And it's awesome.
I love when I see, like, well-done faith-based things, and then to see them do well also is just awesome. So, again, definitely worth checking out. If you want to see any of the interview, you can just text the word CHOSEN to 91979. When my daughter was young, she loved putting money in her piggy bank. Hey, it's Wally. And as a kid, there's nothing better than shaking that pig and watching money fall out. Did you know that as an adult, you could be holding the biggest piggy bank of your life, your house? Home values are up so much that you can get more out of your home, even if you love it and don't want to sell. Refinancing can lower your monthly house payment, saving you money, or you can do a cash out refinance, which in essence is using your house like a piggy bank and shaking some of the equity out that you have built up. And United Faith Mortgage can help. They are a family of faith-based mortgage experts, and I love founder Ryan's passion for what he does.
Now's the time. Strike while the iron's hot, if you will. Please, I don't like to put pressure on anybody, but I just want to see as many people take advantage of these times as they can.
So if you need some extra coin, see how much money you can shake out of your house now. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
What you got, Gavin?
I think that the video meeting software app Zoom has become a much bigger part of our lives than we could have ever imagined.
or asked for.
Oh,
you know?
Goodness, yes.
But, I mean, it solved some problems for people. Like, for us, we were able to do the show during COVID with members of the show working from home, and we didn't miss a beat, so it's been great for that. But we're still doing Zoom meetings today, even with people in the office. We're all in the same office, and it's like, well, why don't we just go upstairs?
I don't hate it.
I know a lot of people are Zoomed out, but I don't hate it.
Because I can look like I'm paying attention, but I'm not.
I know. Oh, I know. I know. And then we can have conversations with while we're on mute during the thing, which
right?
is great.
And you can't in person.
But I've been warned about my face on Zoom.
And people know to look at your reaction because they can lip read you.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to say something, hide your mouth.
I do that now. When they make announcements that I disagree with, like, I try to cover make my eyes smile. I try to smize.
And you just look like a creep.
And I put my hand over my mouth so you can't read my lips, and I'll say something to the people in the room, you know, and so then I try to not be obvious, but yeah, I guess I wear my emotions on my sleeve and my face, apparently.
And sometimes we're in bigger meetings where you can just turn the camera off, but we're a big part of those meetings.
Exactly, you have to be there.
But Zoom has launched a new feature called attendance status, which I love that we're in a world where we are like, we care that much about the update of Zoom.
Right, but it's important.
It is. So this tool will easily allow the host or co-host to see whether people have accepted or declined the meeting invite, and this is the big one, they can see whether or not you have actually joined the call, which I think for us, like, we don't try to sneak in late to meetings or to skip meetings entirely, but for people who maybe do show up 5 minutes late, you don't want to come into a meeting with your boss the next day being like, saw that you were 5 minutes late to the meeting.
And some companies have like 100, 200, 500 people on these Zooms, and so you could easily not be recognized because you can only see so many things. So it's a good thing for the company, bad thing for employees.
Yeah.
Because like everyone was trying to find the way to cheat the system. Remember, like, you'd take a picture or a small video of yourself and loop it so that you didn't have to be there.
Yes.
It was there. So Zoom has just been proactive on bad employees. And so, again, the struggle, the man trying to hold us down. So there you go. Chalk this one up. A win for Zoom in the company, but we'll find some way around it. I know.
That's right.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. I'm in need of your help here. We have to Google something. I know we can Google things, and Google is amazing, but I like to talk to real people that have real experience with things. I trust it more, okay?
Yeah, I know you trust it more, but that's also highly likely that you'll get the wrong information.
Not at all. People are amazing. It's people that make up Google, and so I want to talk to people that have experience with something, okay? So here's the deal. This is a serious one. I realized this the other day. I was at the toaster oven at work.
Where all your serious thoughts hit you.
Yeah, they do. And so I've been making English muffins for quite some time here.
Uh-huh.
And they take forever to make in our toaster oven to get them like crispy golden brown.
Interesting.
It feels like it takes a year.
Huh.
And so then I switched to bagels one day, and I put my bagel in the thing. Same exact settings I always use. I come back out to almost a 3-alarm fire. My bagel is on fire and burnt beyond recognition.
Why is that?
I don't know. That is why I'm Googling this.
They're both bread.
Both bread. Both roughly the same size. In fact, the bagel's a little thicker. And it was the same exact setting. So here's what I need. I need someone that's maybe a baker. Maybe you work at Publix Bakery or something. And you've been at work for 5 hours already. And you just know bread. You live bread. You understand it. Maybe a chemist for Wonder Bread. Maybe somebody maybe you are one of those people that works for the muffin people. The English muffin people.
Oh, what if you're one of those like little elves that live in the trees?
If you're a Keebler elf, yes, I'd love to hear from you.
Give us the hookup.
Pretty groundbreaking. actually, I don't have the heart to tell her, Gavin, they're not real. So,
what?
855-33-WAY-FM. That's another Yugle if the elves are real. But no, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you have some experience with baking or bread making, or again, you work for Thomas English Muffins or Linder's Bagels.
Wow.
I don't know. I want someone with experience here that can tell tell me, why does the bagel cook faster on the same settings? Why does it cook faster than the English muffin, okay? That's what I'm asking, and I don't think that this is a waste of anyone's time. Because there are people that want to know this, and we're saving food by not burning it. Look at that. The phone's already lighting up, blowing up.
How are there so many bagel experts out there?
I'm telling you, I got my pulse.
The elves.
My pulse. Yes, Gavin said it's the elves. My pulse is on the finger of what people care about. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. Anne Marie, first of all, before you give me an answer, what are your qualifications for weighing in on this?
We've owned and operated a bagel store for 29 years.
Oh, see? I told you, Betty. Okay. I told you. I've got my finger on the pulse. These are people that know. Okay, so why would my bagel cook faster than my English muffin?
Because the bagel is fully baked. So what you're doing is you're just adding some crisp to it. An English muffin is what they call par-baked, where it's baked just enough for them to get it into a package to us. So you have to toast it longer to get the same result.
That is unbelievable. See, this is why I Google things and not Google things. I love talking to Anne Marie. She's a genius, and she has experience with this.
And the funny thing is, when I was younger, before I owned a bagel store, that would upset me why an English muffin did take longer than a bagel.
Yeah, so she was on the same path that I was on. Then it set her onto a career path where she had to get the answer, and she started a business.
Don't take this bigger than it really is. It's not that big of a deal.
I could not disagree with you more. Hey, Anne-Marie, why do seagulls live by the sea?
Oh, wait, I know this one. Hold on.
You better. You own a bagel store.
I know. Something bagels. I forgot the answer.
Because if they lived by the bay, they'd be bagels. See? That's just a little bagel humor that Anne-Marie and I know. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your help on Googling us today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We have this lady that listens to the show, Melissa. She is like our show historian. She knows everything about this show, more so than any of us do. And she was going, hey, can you please, please, please play a couple of your past Christmas offerings for the show this year? And a couple of her favorites were the song that I had done years ago about the rivalry inside of Christmas, inside of the Christian faith, between Christ and the commercialism of Christmas. And I get it. Like, people get upset about this stuff. And so I tried to come up with a song that would maybe help bridge that gap.
Here comes Santa Claus, you mean Satan Claus. Hey, that's a little rude. You're trying to take my Christ out of Christmas. Relax, he was born in June. Don't you see, without the Savior, Christmas just isn't right. Just because I got an Xbox doesn't mean I don't know Christ. So why can't Santa Claus and baby Jesus Christ share this fun-filled day? There's no way that Jesus is jealous of a guy in a sleigh. So why can't we believe in Santa but give our hearts to Christ? So let's give thanks to the Lord above that we no longer have to fight. When Santa Claus comes tonight.
Big finish.
That was really well done.
Well, thank you. I'm tearing up a little.
I don't know if it's that.
I think it was.
It bridged some gaps. There's a lot of animosity. Yeah, okay. And the other song she requested, which I think is a good one. Now, if you just take it at the title, you'd be like horrified. It's called Dead Dog for Christmas. And this is when Matthew West was in here. But it's actually a public service announcement.
Oh.
Because apparently Matthew found out that you can, if a dog drinks the Christmas tree water, if you have a real Christmas tree, it can be harmful to them.
Whoa.
And so he wanted to provide a song that would be a public service announcement, and this is what he came up with.
Well, I guess he was thirsty. I was out of nowhere. There was no water in his water bottle.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
And then I never saw it coming. And what did I see then? Dead dog under my Christmas tree. Yeah, he was drinking water that he shouldn't drink. Nobody wants a dead dog for Christmas. Nobody wants to feel that sad.
It's true.
Nobody wants
See, there you go. And we love bringing you lots of great Christmas music.
You know, there's a positive ending, you know? Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it in the beginning, but you know what? That's what you get here at WayFM. 24/7 awesome Christmas songs. Christmas classics like that one. Nobody wants a dead dog for Christmas.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and usually people ask us to put our heads together and name inanimate objects to make it a little fun and give them a personality, but today they've actually asked us to give something a real personality, an animal here. Hey, Wally, I urgently need a name for a dog I'm getting this week. My family and I have been trying to name him for a month now, and we just can't seem to get it, can't decide on a name. And so what happens is Betty Rockin and I will put our heads together, and if one of us likes the other person's name better and switches, that's the name we go with. If we each want to stay with our own, then Gavin has to break the tie. I love the fun names that you and Betty come up with, so I hope you'll find a good name for him. He's a Chow Doodle, and he's tiny and adorable. He has rust, red-brown fur, and just don't pick Teddy, Charlie, or Toby as a name. Those were off-limits for them. And so what did you come up with, Lady Rock?
When you see him, when you see the puppy, it looks like he has like a brown afro curly hair scenario going on, which ultimately makes me think of Bob Ross.
So today, let's have a happy accident and see what we can make out of it.
I see it.
I love it.
I see it.
So I would either go with Bob.
Okay.
Or I'd go with Ross.
Ross. Okay. Right now, he's so little. Does he look like a Bob? I'm not sure.
He could go into it.
He could. Okay. So, for me, at one time, I looked at a poodle that I wanted to name Sir Doodle. So, I couldn't give anybody that name because he was Sir Doodle, the amazing poodle. but I want a dog to have that name. But, like, Doodle made me think of Cheese Doodles and the mascot, which is Chester Cheetah. And this guy kind of looks like a Chester, like he could be a Chester, you know? But then I thought, wait a minute, he's also a Chow. What about Chow Mein? Which then led me to think of Hong Kong Phooey, which was a cartoon from when I was a kid.
He's got style, a groovy style, and a bob that just won't
about
stop.
A dog that used karate to solve crimes. With a Hong Kong Phooey chop! Hong Kong Phooey! Number one super guy. Okay.
I don't know this one.
Yeah, it's either. Fantastic. So the character's name was Penry, P-E-N-R-Y. And so I'm going with Penry. And you can also sing the song when you call his name because he's Hong Kong Phooey. So, or Phooey. I gave you about 10 names. Gavin,
you just want to get chosen.
I just threw everything at the wall. So, okay,
Here's another thing. We could do this. We could name him also Peapod because Bob Ross had a pet squirrel. So it could be Bob.
Now you're just circling back around.
Or Peapod.
Okay. All right.
Now I've got too many options.
Yeah, there's a lot of
honestly,
names.
Honestly, I forget all of the names.
I know. So, Betty Rock, are you going to stick with Bob?
Or Ross or Peapod?
No,
yes.
You pick one. Pick one right now.
Bob!
Bob. And I'm going to stick with Penrod because it sounds regal. So, Gavin, where are you going?
Penrod doesn't sound regal.
It doesn't.
I'm going to go with Bob.
Oh, man. You know, don't apologize to me. Apologize to this adorable little Chow Doodle that now is going to be named Bob. Okay. Well, I'd say well done, but I wouldn't mean it. This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity, don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source types of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide 2 chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally, if someone offered you $35 million for a dishonest day's work, would you take it?
Am I ever going to be found out that I took it?
That answers my question.
Yeah, define dishonest.
Well, actor George Clooney was offered that $35 million.
For what?
To star in an airline commercial.
Not even a movie? An airline commercial?
It's just a commercial, and it would only take him a day to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Earn $35 million in one day. Yeah.
I can't even fathom that world.
I know, but he turned it down.
What?
And for ethical reasons.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. And then, now, you turn this down when you have millions of dollars already. If he was 25-year-old young struggling George Clooney, would he have made the same
decision? That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well, supposedly, the airline that made the offer is associated with a country that, while it's an ally, has made questionable decisions at times.
Oh, okay. Like with how they treat people and stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And because of this, and because his wife is a big human rights activist,
yes,
Clooney passed state. Quote, if it takes a minute's sleep away from me, it's not worth it.
Said the millionaire who is sleeping on a $12,000 bed. So, yeah. Okay,
you bring up a good point.
Yeah.
So I'm back to my original question, Wally. For a dishonest day's work, $35 million.
I think I'd ask a few people, like, hey, are they really that bad?
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10,
how bad are they? You know, and then maybe run the price up a little bit. Hey, you guys are really bad to people. It's going to cost you 45. No, I respect that, actually. That's good.
Yeah.
Now I would have respected it more if it had been Spirit Airlines that offered him this money, and he said no.
Why?
Because they nickel and dime you to death, and they're horrible.
I've heard they're pretty cheap.
Yeah. So, if he had turned down that, I would have been like, good for you, sir. That's worse than human rights. No, I'm just kidding. But that's impressive because he seems like a principled person to me. Like in the interviews and the things that I've seen about him, mm-hmm. he seems like he is more of a principled person. I thought he was going to run for some sort of political seat somewhere, mm-hmm. but he said no, he has no desire to do that.
Also, you said when you watched the interviews and he seems like a principled person.
Yeah.
Does it make you wonder when people see your interviews if they think the same thing?
Oh, they would look at me and go, that guy would take $35 million from a sketchy airline for sure.
Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah.
Uplifting way of him. This is the Wally Show. There are a lot of great Christmas songs. And
this is not one of them.
Song, apparently. Do you not like the Hanukkah song with Adam Sandler?
Not really.
I thought it was funny. And so I like him, you know. And so this was kind of from my generation growing up. So I get it. But I did start thinking about this because in the song, he references a lot of people. And I'm real curious, Gavin, you are the youngest guy on the show. You're 26 now.
Yes.
And had you heard the song in your life before you got here?
No.
Really?
Literally, like us just playing that now, first time I've ever heard that before.
No.
Wow. Like,
apparently now I'm really ashamed to admit that.
Yes.
Well, you got to admit it was from like 91, 92?
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was a classic.
And
okay.
He was born in what, 2000?
95.
I don't know.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Gavin. We are going to play a kind of a holiday Christmas version of Will Gavin Get It, okay? This song references a lot of people that Adam Sandler is saying are Jewish, okay, because he is Jewish. And so he references a lot of people. Your job is just to tell me what the people that he's mentioning do. So I'm curious how many people you will recognize from this song.
I am too, and I'm nervous because I don't know this song whatsoever.
Right.
But I'm hoping that the names that he does say on the song that I don't know, I hope those names are people I do know.
Okay, so now the way this works is you're going to play along with us. You have a chance to win a prize. And all you're going to have to tell us is, will Gavin get the answer right or get it wrong? If he gets it right, you win a prize. If he gets it wrong, then you do not if you said that he would get it right. So there you go, 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play along, we will do the Hanukkah song game here, a little Will Gavin get it style. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show with you, Rob. How are you today, good sir?
I'm doing great, Wally. How are you?
Good. Now, are you familiar with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 57.
Okay. So, yeah, you know this. Now, Gavin, today was like the first time he ever heard this song. And so, as you know, it mentions a whole lot of people. And so, we're going to play Will Gavin Get It. I'm going to mention somebody from the song. Gavin, all you have to do is tell me what you think they do or who they are. And, Rob, you're going to tell me if you think Gavin will get it right or wrong. So, here we go. One of the first people he mentions, he says, David Lee Roth lights the menorah. What band is David Lee Roth the lead singer of? Okay, so Rob, you obviously know this, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do.
Okay, do you think Gavin will get this or not?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a chance.
he has no faith in Gavin.
Zero faith in Gavin. All right.
Gavin, what band
do you think he fronts?
Man, I have no clue, and I really want him to get a point here.
Yeah.
So me guessing, I just hope I don't get the right answer
on
accident.
I'd love for you to guess right by accident, yeah. One of my favorite bands. I've talked about them multiple times.
Okay, I was going to say Journey, and I don't know if that's... Oh, okay.
Just if there's something that I could throw at you right now...
I'll hit him.
No, no. I only have sharp objects. I don't want to murder him, but I
do. I do too, but that's okay.
Guys.
David Lee Roth is obviously the lead singer of Van Halen.
Yes.
Van Halen. Did you not know that either, Rock?
No.
What in the world? Yeah, well, the good news is, Rob, you bet against Gavin, and that paid off. You're a winner today.
Yeah.
Gavin's a threat. He's understated and underrated, but I think he could steal this game.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Mary, welcome to the Christmas edition of Will Gavin Get It. How are you today?
I'm great.
Okay, now all you have to do is tell me whether or not you think Gavin is going to get the answer to the question right or not. We're talking about the Hanukkah song where it mentions all these famous people that are Jewish from Adam Sandler. And Gavin had never heard this song until today. So here we go. Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore. He mentions Pauly Shore. He mentions Dinah Shore and Pauly Shore in alternate versions of this. So, Mary, do you think he will get Pauly Shore right?
I think he will.
You think he will?
Oh, no.
Okay, Gavin. Pauly Shore.
Don't
Who is Pauly Shore?
I don't have, like, multiple choice here.
No, you do not. And I've mentioned Pauly Shore on the show before.
I believe that.
It's making me start to think you don't listen to me, actually.
On. What?
Pauly Shore. Betty Rock, you know who he is, right?
I think I do.
The Weasel, Pauly Shore. No idea, Gavin?
No idea. I'll just go... Can I just say, I'm just going to say actor.
No. Well, he was in a movie, but I would not call him an actor.
Okay.
No, he was a VJ, one of the first VJs on MTV, back when they actually showed music videos.
Okay.
And not all these stupid shows. Okay, no point there, but you're still in this, okay? Mary, here we go. Rod Carew. He mentions Rod Carew, and he it's funny because he says, Rod Carew, he converted. But Rod Carew since told Adam Sandler he did not convert.
Oh.
But his wife is Jewish. So do you think he'll get this right or wrong?
I'm going to say he will.
He will. Ooh. Okay, Rod Carew is a big name from a lot of years. Gavin?
I think that me listening to other people who love baseball in my life is going to help here. He's a former Major League Baseball player, right?
Yes, he is.
All
nicely
right.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. He used to play for the Twins and the California Angels.
Okay.
All right, here we go. The final question. Adam mentions the Three Stooges in this. All you have to do, Gavin, is name one of the three, actually five Stooges, because there were a couple alternates.
Oh, that's
so,
true.
Mary, do you think he will get this right or wrong, young Gavin?
He'll get that right.
He'll get it right. You've said he'd get everything right. Okay. Three Stooges is pretty common comedy knowledge, Gavin.
And I'm naming, like, the characters' names, right? Not the actors?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Is Curly one of the Three Stooges?
Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Yes!
It's Mo, Larry, Curly,
oh, goodness.
Joe, Shemp? And Shemp.
Shemp.
Yeah. And so, you know what, Mary? You bet on Gavin all three times, and at Woo! Least he did not let you down. So, Merry Christmas, Mary. You're winning a prize.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to y'all. Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and who couldn't use a little good news in their life? You watch the regular news for 5 minutes, and it's a little heavy, and so we want to combat that with stories like this. There's a guy named Tom Tilton. He was a captain of a ferry in Seattle for over 25 years, and he just retired last week. I'm always happy for anyone that retires, the older I get. But on his last day, of all these years he's been the captain, his last day, he rescues a woman who fell overboard.
What?
Yeah, and you're like, did she do that knowing it was his last day, like to make it special for him? I don't know. But yeah, so he actually rescued a lady who went overboard.
How old was he?
He just worked there for 25 years. So
he had to be older.
On him to not be like, I'm retiring tomorrow. Someone want to get this?
I'm not, drown on someone else's time.
Yeah, I'm not getting wet. You kidding me? That water's cold. But no, he jumped in and saved
good
him.
Good for him.
Gavin, good news, giddy up. Go!
Speaking of rescue stories, there was a stray dog that woke a family up in Virginia and saved them from a fire. Oh, then the firefighters who put out the fire posted the photo of this dog, and now that the dog's owners saw it, and now that dog is back home.
Hero dog and gets to go home. That's good so on great. So many levels. I love it. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
Speaking of dogs, a woman in Indiana is going viral after she adopted a 4-year-old Chihuahua. His name is Max. But she couldn't get him to follow directions until she realized he only speaks Spanish. And it turns out he's actually very well trained.
That is hysterical. So whoever trained him probably, you know, siéntate, like sit or whatever.
Right. I think and when she would say sit, he wouldn't do anything.
Right. It didn't matter.
Change it to Spanish and he's all in.
Didn't speak the language. I know, like, if you spend a lot of money on an actual German shepherd that you get from Germany, a lot of times they train them in German and you have to use the German words for the different things.
That's serious.
Cool.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty dope. German's a really angry sounding language anyway, you know, so that would be scary. But I love the story about the Spanish dog. That's awesome. And that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.